Bobby Gales is standing by to give us another update. Hey, Bobby, good morning to you.
And good morning to you as well, Shirley. So it's gift-giving season, and the D.C. Lottery has a message for those out there giving lottery tickets as gifts. So my guest this morning here to talk about their Gift Responsibly campaign is the Director of Regulation and Oversight for the Office of Lottery and Gaming, Peter Alvarado. Peter, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well.
Yeah. So the holiday season is here. Talk about your Gift Responsibly campaign when it comes to lottery tickets this holiday season.
So the Gift Responsible campaign, it's part of our national effort. We partner with the National Council on Problem Gambling to raise awareness and educate and really support the responsible gambling practices. So in essence, what it is we try to get the message out there that lottery tickets are not child's play. Mm-hmm. They are for grown-ups. We understand that during the holidays, people love to give the gift of lottery to family, friends, and loved ones. And we're fine with that. We just don't want them to give them to children. We have national studies have shown that that youth gambling is becoming more and more of a problem nationwide. And in looking at those studies, we see that the problem gambling begins at an early age sometimes when kids are in their teens.
Wow.
And so that, you know, equates to them having problems when they become adults. You know, so we're very concerned that folks, you know, it's very easy to buy lottery tickets and then give them some 14-year-old and say, here's part of your college fund or something.
Right.
And of course, one of the other reasons is actually against the law. To play the lottery, you have to be at least 18 years old.
Exactly. And you guys have been around for over 40 years, making a positive economic impact here in the district. Now, for those who may be struggling with a gambling problem, are there any resources you can direct them to?
Yes. There is a 24-hour confidential helpline. It's 1-800-GAMBLER. And that is a line they can call up and they can speak to a counselor. And I think the most important thing to know is for them is that they're not alone. You know, many people face these kind of issues. And so these counselors are well experienced with that and can provide them additional resources if they need them.
Awesome. Peter, I want to thank you very much for all the work you're doing there and providing this information to our listeners. And I want to wish you and your family a happy holiday.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Keep up the great work, my friend.
Thank you.
My guest there, Peter Alvarado, the Director of Regulation and Oversight for the Office of Lottery and Gaming. Okay, time for a look at traffic with Angela Foster. Angela, you got it.